Mares are seasonally polyestrous, which means they have several estrous cycles during a particular season. Mares normally cycle during periods of long daylight length. This ensures that the mares will have foals at the time of the year most conducive to foal survival, the spring. Mare is light responsive, in that increasing daylight length causes cycles to start by decreasing the melatonin in the brain. Increasing light turns on the mare, and decreasing light turns the mare off, as far as cyclicity. The important days to remember in the light year are, the summer solstice is June 21st, which is the longest day of the year, and the peak of the natural breeding season for the mare. The fall equinox is September 21st, when there is equal light and dark, and the mares are turning off in fall transition. Winter solstice, December 21st, is the shortest day of the year, and the mares are in the deepest anestrus. Spring equinox is March 21st, when there is equal light and dark, and the mares are beginning to start their cyclicity in spring transition. Temperature may also influence when the estrus cycles start in the mare. Again, normal cycles in the mare usually occur around the summer solstice, the longest day of the year, which is the natural breeding season. Anestrus in the mare is caused by the secretion of melatonin. Melatonin inhibits GnRH, so therefore the FSH and LH are low. Anestrus normally occurs around the winter solstice, the shortest day of the year, and approximately 80% of mares undergo anestrus. Mares in anestrus are very passive to any stallion advances, and on palpation the ovaries are very small, smooth, and inactive, and the cervix and uterus may be flaccid. Looking at the cervix, it's usually pale and dry, and the cervix may even be open. The hormones during anestrus are all at very low concentrations, and if the nutrition is poor, the mares may actually not cycle back in the spring. Spring transition occurs with the increasing daylight length in the spring. During this time, the melatonin is decreasing, therefore GnRH is increasing, and FSH and LH are also increasing. The LH increase usually lags behind the FSH production, so ovulation is inhibited. The increased FSH, follicles grow, but most of the follicles are not steroidogenically competent, so they do not produce estrogen. They also do not ovulate because the LH hasn't caught up. In fact, an average of 3.7 follicular waves occur before the first ovulation, and the first ovulation on season in our latitudes occurs approximately April 8th. During the spring transition, mares show irregular periods of sexual receptivity, prolonged heats, up to 20 days, split heats, heats without ovulation, and ovulation without heats. Actually, if you look histologically at the uterus, it may be one cycle behind the ovary. In other words, the uterus may still look like it's in anestrus when the mare starts to cycle. Transition time, the ovaries will have follicles that grow and regress until one is finally selected to ovulate. These large follicles may persist on the ovary because of insufficient LH or lack of LH receptors. These follicles, however, are not cystic, and there is no treatment for this anovulatory receptivity. As far as treatment for the transition period, nothing will prevent the transition period. However, Regumate, an oral progestogen given for 14 days, can help ease a mare through transition.